Tom Sullivan co-sponsored an extreme risk protection order bill, or a so-called red flag bill, during the legislative session, which the governor has since signed into law. A recall petition filed against Sullivan was approved by the Secretary of State's office in May. The people behind it, including the gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, had until July 12th to collect the required number of signatures, just over 10,000, to get the recall on the ballot. In response, Sullivan went door-to-door campaigning, and Scott, you tagged along with him.
Right. He was spending evenings and weekends doing this, essentially having to go through his district just like he did last fall. I actually had a hard time keeping up with him. We spent about an hour going door to door, and he mostly got positive receptions from the voters who he spoke with, saying that, you know, they elected him to do what he was doing. On the car ride back, I asked him how he was holding up during the recall effort, which, you know, for a lawmaker can be a very stressful time.
I know we're on the right side of this. I know that this is what needs to be done. I mean, they've never met someone, you know, like me. And I'm not going to, you know, get bullied. I'm not going to get pushed around.
Sullivan's son, Alex, was killed in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting, which is why he ran for office in the first place. And so I called him right after it was announced that this recall is over.
This is a huge day. I mean, no one has ever stopped one of these recalls before. We're the first ones, okay? We stopped this dead in its tracks. And it's not going to go on anymore.
Now, the move to recall Sullivan didn't sit well with some Republicans. Lee, you looked into that part of the story.
Right, yeah. So there's some important context here. So last November, Sullivan, who's a Democrat, beat the Republican incumbent Cole Wist in the HD 37 race to represent the Arapahoe County area. Before Wist lost re-election, he had co-sponsored an extreme risk protection order bill that failed during that legislative session. Sullivan co-sponsored a very similar extreme risk protection order bill. So this type of legislation would likely be familiar to constituents and supported by many of them. Yet the effort to get rid of Sullivan largely focused on this extreme risk law. I spoke with Laura Carno about this. She's the executive director of FASTER. That's an organization that trains armed school staff. And Carno played an active role in another recall back in 2013 over gun bills that were passed after the Aurora Theater shooting.
It absolutely seemed like a long shot. I joined the effort because it was the right thing to do. Citizens should always feel comfortable saying to their politicians, don't you dare, or you can go this far and no further.
Carno says that neither lawmaker ran on gun control, and then they supported bills that she called extreme. This time around, with this recall, Carno says that things are different.
He said, I'm running for office. I'm going to offer and pass every gun control bill I possibly can. Although I don't agree with him on anything. None of his votes do I agree with. The people of that district voted for him knowing all of that.
Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, that's the group that backed the recall specifically because of gun rights issues, didn't respond to our request for comment on this story. On Facebook, the group's executive director, his name's Dudley Brown, did post, quote, Tom Sullivan's socialist voting record and radically anti-gun positions will be a central discussion piece of the 2020 general election.
Now, Scott, we'll let you have the final word. What does Tom Sullivan do now that the recall is over?
Well, Sullivan says he has time to take a deep breath, relax, take a break. He's got his Wednesday evenings back, his weekends back. But he's really looking forward to the upcoming legislative session. There are issues, veterans' rights, he says, workers' rights, other things that he wants to tackle. And he's excited now that, you know, he has the freedom to focus on governing and policy rather than going door to door again in a campaign style effort.
That was KUNC's Scott Franz and Lee Patterson reporting on the news that a recall effort against Democrat Tom Sullivan for his support of gun legislation during the past legislative session has been pulled by its organizers. I'm Erin O'Toole.